Good morning. Here are the top 5 stories from the Miami Herald. First, the weather. Look for mostly sunny days and lots of heat. Rain chances will rise later in the week. Let's get things started at the circus. The return of the greatest show on earth is coming soon. A reimagined Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey circus show without animals is set for the fall of 2023. Florida-based Feld Entertainment shut down the circus in 2017. Among factors cited were declining ticket sales, high operating costs, and fights with animal rights groups. The Greatest Show on Earth will begin rehearsals in June 2023. The U.S. tour will officially launch in September 2023 and visit more than 50 cities. In more entertainment news, the first rooftop movie theater in the Miami area is just about ready to offer you a seat under the stars. The Open Air Rooftop Cinema Club is opening its first Florida venue on Lincoln Road in Miami Beach in June. It'll be just across busy Alton Road from the Regal South Beach Multiplex. Rooftop Cinema Club is a completely different experience. You sit outside, snacking on pizza or popcorn, with your hand around a cold craft beer or frosty cocktail. There's no roof over your head, but you'll enjoy a great view of the city by night. You watch movies on an LED screen while wearing wireless headphones. For more on what to do around town, go to miami.com. In shopping news, Miami-Dade County commissioners have approved a law requiring most retailers to accept cash from customers. The ordinance, adopted on a unanimous vote, imposes fines of up to $1,000 for stores that don't accept cash from customers paying with bills of $20 or less. First offenses would get a warning, followed by increasing fines for subsequent violations. The legislation exempts online transactions and service providers. It also exempts sports venues if they provide a gift card machine that accepts cash for attendees who don't want to pay electronically. The new law takes effect on May 27, and it does not prevent retailers from accepting credit cards and other forms of electronic payment. In road safety news, barriers are expected to be installed on the most hazardous stretches of bike lanes on the Rickenbacker Causeway after 2 people were killed while cycling there this month. While details aren't final, Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava said her administration plans to install the barriers on stretches of the causeway considered dangerous for cyclists. It's part of a $250,000 upgrade that she ordered. And finally, there are more than 95,000 miles of coastline in the United States. So it stands to reason there would be quite a few beachfront hotels. And a popular travel magazine says one of the best is in Key West. Trips to Discover has named its 15 best beachfront hotels in the country, and the southernmost beach resort in Key West is on the list. The southernmost is on the southern side of Duval Street and underwent a $15 million renovation in late 2021. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.